This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Listen to Alabama politicians talk about education, and you'll hear about workforce development. They say schools should focus on math and science to help industry grow. There's less emphasis on music or literature. And that concerns John Parrish Petey. The Mississippi native became chairman of the National Endowment for the Humanities earlier this year. He visited Birmingham last week. I spoke with Petey and asked how he advocates for the humanities in a culture that seems more concerned with computer programmers than historians.
I talked to a lot of high school students. I did this talk on civics education. One of the high school students, she just loves history. She'd been selected from this national group. And she asked a very fair question. She said, "What do I say to my parents? You know, I love this." And I said, "Well, first thing you need to understand, your parents are right to worry about you having a financially secure career. They're right to worry about student loan debts and all that." So that's the first statement. But you need to arm yourself with facts. You need to, for example, remind your parents that English majors and music majors have the highest statistical acceptance rate to medical school, for example. You realize that the humanities are not the most lucrative in the first job out of college, possibly, in generally. But one thing I love about the humanities is that they are preparing you for the second job, the third job, the fourth job, for a career. And by the way, an enriched life, a meaningful life, an engaged life throughout those jobs. It is those core skills, those critical reasoning skills that are embedded in the humanities. This is what the employers want.
Well, earlier this year, the Trump administration in their proposed budget proposed significant cuts to the National Endowment for the Humanities. Those didn't go through. But how do you do your work in that environment where the administration that appointed you has proposed significant funding cuts?
The first two budgets from President Trump were to wind down the affairs of the agency and ultimately to close it. They let me know about their budget requests when I was hired, and they obviously knew about my own background. And so the president said that it's not a domestic spending priority. Having said that, I talked to the White House often, and no one is derogatory about the arts or humanities. Now, that's where the White House's budget was. That went before Congress. And last year, the House and the Senate said, "We actually believe in the work of the NEH." And so last year, when the president signed the omnibus bill into law, it was our largest budget in 5 years. About 2 months ago, something like that, the president signed the next omnibus bill, our largest budget in 6 years. And now the House and the Senate have both proposed an increase of some $2 million this year. So what that means is that the members of Congress in the House and the Senate understand from the citizens in their states that the work we do at the public libraries, museums, with school teachers, that this is of value to them.
You grew up in Mississippi. You've spent the bulk of your career in the South. Does it matter to have a Southerner leading this agency?
Well, the meetings go longer because I'm long-winded. I tell you what does matter. Well, I was just in the Badlands of South Dakota, and I was with the Lakota educators. In South Dakota, they felt somebody from a rural state, that matters to them. I was meeting with a House of Representatives member from Maine. She feels the same way. So I think in many ways, being from Mississippi becomes a stand-in for rural states across America. But I hope, and I say to people in California or New York City, that doesn't mean their grants are going to change, because when I go to New York, I'm often going to a small college for first-generation Americans. Anybody who feels like maybe their voice wasn't quite heard, that's naturally where I am.
That's National Endowment for the Humanities Chairman John Parrish Petey. He visited Birmingham last week.